Aguma Vaita. Asafta. Davalo Klas Minato. Shabo Ihi, the Chod Minato. Vido Karati Minato. Shiva Chod Minayu, the Shafka Yenuka. His grandmother, three daughters, one grandson, and one of the daughters that wasn't Shava died. And left over a child and grandson. I'm about to hear now what should we do? What should we do with the Nechasa? Look at the next say, Yad the Aksa, Dum Shiva Safta. And we read in Kara of the next say, Cut. So, the problem is, if the Safta died, since the mother of the child died, so the child, the grandson, Yarshin, is his grandmother via the mother, via the dead mother. So therefore we have a problem of being married the aunt into the nechasim of her sister / nephew. Then, if the Safa is still alive, you marry the Katan to the Chasim of the Safta. That you can't do. Like we said before. The Grash. Hechi Levin. We're not sure if the Safta is alive or dead. So a third of the nechasim of the Safta goes to him. Hashem bechetzin shalai, and Hashem bechetzin shalai, Hashem meisa shteish v'yer. So if the Safta and the daughter that was with her died, then half goes to his aunt, and half goes to him because his mother with the aunt Yarshin the chaylik of the sister, the third sister, who was shavui together with the safta. The gminul pala nirsiv yad vinuka miklan meichas duma loyshchi besafta ve'en lechaylik ben zel ma'istam midin meridin karev emrin katlan nirsiv shavui. He's a katlan, so you can't give it to him. So therefore, we have a problem. So, before we get into the solution, let's just see Taisus quickly. Taisus says, "Kach Gemara says, 'Dilma Shchiva Safta.' In Taimar, right? So we're worried." And we're worried that maybe the Safta died. You give a get, you're not worried, even an older person, that maybe the Mishleach died, and there's no get. So Meila, So you see, not worried. It was Cheskas Chai. Cheskas Chai. So what are you telling me? You can't put the sister in because I'm reading Karvnus Ekatan. Because maybe the grandma died. But why would Chayesh B'chal the grandma die? And therefore, it should be just the regular din of being married the Karav and Nechse Shabbat. And she had no problem putting the sister in charge. Yishlem Nesaf the Gil Gvuris. That's her meaning. Gil Gvuris, Chayeshina. She's ready 80. Achcha, Shud, the Besam Chamina, and Hunkel, Palgi, Abina, Lachsa. Trade. Well, really, she's sitting Gemara. If we're saying the only reason why Chayish is if the Safta died when she's over 80, so then that's as far as Safta is concerned. But the daughter that was with her, Mechtesi, that she died, then as far as she's concerned, it's a regular shavuot. Look at the man with the bat and I'm a gil gvuris and Cain Safta is palga. If the daughter that was shavu was also 80, it means that the grandmother is much older. Then we say halal b'fagiflig. Once you get to that point, we say we're not chayshish even after gvuris. So look at the mechish do mashchivah. I'm begitten him the palag. Yeshleimar. You got to get dafka aminin b'cheskas shukayim mishum miguna. Only was the best thing really are chayishish. The male got to be us. We're going to be chayishish. The maid b'safta died. The male the cotton is the yairish. Aim a aim. We're reading carb lichse cotton. But get mishum miguna. We're making chayin mishum kilos kabbarn zeshuma. Avoch adra b'chmirim lichse yisayim lachzikin b'safta brata b'meisa. Answer your question. And even though there's a call, right? Gemara first wanted to say, and we said, no, loishna achid abba, loishna achid ima, loishna arata, loishna bati, loishna avirittida, right? We say that Loy nachsina. Why? Well, even though, and the Tosfos Rosh adds, even in my bias, that there's neighbors, right? And therefore, the chayyim shouldn't be any problem of putting the karav in. But still, we said before the Maskanas of Gemara that we're chayyish. Why? You see, the chayish is more for the welfare and for the money of the assignment, even when that's is a good reason not to be chayishish. Yeah? I'm not talking about. Okay.
Right.
So therefore, so to over here also, al tzachshash for the nixi assignment will be chayishish. That maybe the safta died. There's a situation of here, we can't be married, karav, looks like cotton, because just even though that's, we don't really have to worry about it, maybe then we say, look, we're not chayshin al misa, but when it comes to the assignment, we're going to be more chayshish.
So the welfare of Yem or Mahar more than for the Isser of Truma? Maybe.
Again, Mikra din, we're not chayshish. Okay? There's a chazaka. It's cheskes chay. The chazaka. So, we don't have to be chayishish.
If you want
to add, we're more chayishish.
Why do I have to take away from the other people then?
Hmm?
If
Jesus. Take away from nothing away from nobody.
What's Shamash and Mr. Problem?
What's that? I'm kidding, we're talking.
Wait. we're giving this, we're chayshish that she's dead because of this item, and therefore we're giving.
And we're not allowing the sister, the aunt, sister slash daughter, sister slash aunt, to be heard the nechasim of the, what might be the nechasim of the cup.
Then how do we know the assignment? If there's not a chazaka, she's alive. What do you mean for the where for the assignment? There's no chazaka of the assignment. There's a chazaka that the father's alive.
We're saying maybe because outside the shtar, the assignment, therefore mechayshish. Now, inam yachach the nishbuch yachach the nishbuch shin tefei don meisel lefish also and yisurim. Right, the Gemara says that. That by Gemara Babasra, that the Pidin Shvuim is the biggest stalkers because you have everything, you have hunger, you have Yisurim, so they don't exactly treat their prisoners nicely, and therefore there's a good chance that they die. Lamais the Ramban, remember, the Jvom here quotes Ramban, you know, and the footnote of Gittin, Lamais really the best, the first quote in the Ramban. That we had in the beginning of this sugya, that the Rabban says, I think that's what he's saying, with his yisoid that once we're making a takana, that takana has to take everything into consideration. That's why the Rabban told us in the beginning of the sugya, why is it that we married the karev? Even though it is really a problem. So we say, because we're not married an Aris Ba'alma. Why? Because the the Karev doesn't want to be married the Aris Ba'alma, because he's losing out his Chelik of the Arisas. Right? So then the Basaban said, why? The side is that once you make the Kana, you have to do it all the way. It has to be all inclusive. Yeah? Kimcha, Karav Tayin, Anin Nifsab, the Kanazu, the Afshi Ba Shaimla, Afshi Dabakain. The Ban added a piece over there behind the Nam, the Middle Kaman, which at the time, in fact, didn't know what the Ban was talking about. The man over there added, "I am not even come on." Dil meshchiva safta. V'chayshina nami dil meshchiva brata. Loy mizdakakina lemev at the kantin lechasim. Sheyesh bem shum chashash klal shal hefsid. Yeah, Rabban over there, the end of peace over there that we discussed a few times, Rabban. We discussed it again on Thursday. So this Ramban, one of his rayas, his yisoid, is Batsim Har Gemara. Chayre, I mean, he's very bekitzer over there. But the Ritva Bayas quotes Ramban as such, Lehedit, to answer Taisis Kasha. That's the Chayre, what Ramban is coming to answer. How we chayish that both the safta and the daughter of both of Teres, like Teres says, Manavshach, if the safta is iflig, then if saying the daughter is 80, then the safta is iflig. Elmai, Ipshad is that since we're making takana, we married someone into the nechasim, we have to make sure that it's good all around. So, merely, normally, taku, not chayshish for Misa, but over here, we'll be chayshish because takana has to be all around takana. So, look, the Ritva over here, as Tais Kasha. Right, first, he says Tais Teretz of Hagil Gevur, which is 80. Then he says, oh, maybe the brat is a gil gvuris, and the safta is iflig. Oh, then he answers, one day the brat answers, that maybe iflig is nafka 100. So it's possible that they're both over 80 and less than 100. And therefore it's possible that they're both a gil gvuris, and therefore there is no Cheskos Chai, and they both haven't reached the age of 100, then we say, Kiva Nifl Gifle. Oh. Then he gives that Taisa the last Taisa, by Shvuy Chashinon. And he said, Rabban Teres, the Shani Hacha. The Nichsa the Yasmi, give the Shvuy Ninu. Shein Biad Bezdin. Rashina kol mad efshel meichash musaknina kol mad efshel skunetvei. That's what Dvar quotes Ramban. This is that Ramban that we had before. That was the holy story of the Ramban. Why is it that we take into consideration the Karav's Taina that he doesn't want the Aris over here? Because he's losing his chelik of the Paris. Because the tikkun has to be done as much as possible, take everything into consideration. The Mela, the man said this, says the Ritva, that's the same man, there's a friend of man over there. Same thing by us also. So even though Bad said, we're not chay shlemisa, and we would allow the achoyz to be yairid, karav nechse shavui, we're reading karav nechse shavui, but since there is a possibility that Safta died, and the child is a yairish, and he's a cotton, therefore, since we make a takan over here, we say it has to be full, you know, taking everything into consideration, and if we can't be married, the sister midin karav lichse shavu, because there is that outside chance that maybe there's a cotton involved over here. That lechayer, that's what the Ritva is sharing in Ramban. That's what he looked at Ramban. That's what he. That's Ramban. That last paragraph meant over there. Which I think Daniel's hand is up first.
So what do we really need?
Shemesh. What's the name of Shemesh? I'm going to the beginning where the Dilma Shchiva Shafter. That's where I am. Right now I'm in the Gemara Dilma Shchiva Shafter. That's all I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about Dilma Shchiva Shafter. You have a problem with the Gemara later? I know the Gemara later.
I'm saying stuff.
You said, do we need Shemesh or Shemesh? Why are we bringing that? I don't know what the Gemara says.
If we're
dead, even if... There's no Chazaka dead. We're not saying there's a Chazaka dead. There's no Chazaka dead. There's a Chazaka there alive. But since then we're making that con over here, and there is a tzad that they're dead, and there is a tzad, there's a cotton over here, therefore we can't be married the sister. That's all the Ramban said. You have a problem with that?
I don't have a problem, I'm just asking.
Good, so what's the problem? It's right there.
If in any case where there's property at stake by a Simon, then do we have any...
Again, tell me a case. Tell me, point to something that you have a problem with. The Ramban saying is right that if there's a chash, even though there's no real chash, Balmais will say that we'll chayish that tzad, but the tekana has to be a full tekana. You have a problem with something. You have a specific problem. Then tell me the problem. Just what's going to be if I don't know what you want? Tell me a problem. You have a problem. Tell me a problem. What case? Give me a case. You have a case, you have a Gemara, what is a Kasha? Stop me again. You only have a question?
What's the cousin going to not like that?
Amaridin Karva Nixa Kutna. I know what your problem is. What do the cotton happens? What's the Gemara Lama test? Is it Amy and Cutland? Is it?
Yeah.
So what's your problem? Amy reading Karva Nixa Kutna. What's the problem with that kind of thing?
I mean, the Ramban saying that we're choshish that maybe the katan was yorish and wouldn't want.
And there's a problem of maybe in karav nechse katan. Yes. Why? Because of chash that he's going to end up losing his property.
Okay.
That's Gemara. Why are we chasing the emrin karav nechse katan? Right there. It's twice in 2 days, they're passing that, they're not very happy. Okay. Weiter. Okay, so we got a problem over here. Yeah? So what do we do? How do we solve the problem? Amar bar Hilgo Palgo Yavina La Lachsa Vilach Palgo Mukminin La Apatripa Lianuka. The Grashi. Palga bin Lachsa. Moment of Shach. Imesu Steashvuyas. By saying. Imesu Steashvuyas. We're not sure if anyone died. There's a side they both died. Outside they both died. And what happens? Then, what's the din? What? It's taking way too long. Then?
Cut to half and the other, the living sister to half.
Right, why? Because if the Safta died, and also the daughter of the Eid died, so the live daughter and the grandson each get their chaluk, and the chaluk of the daughter that was, that also died now, they split. So they each get a third, and a half of a third equals a half. Simon of Shal, Imeis Ushteh Shvuyah, says Rashi, Harezu Yoresh Es Chetzion. So the live sister, and why are you making these faces? No. What are you making these, give me these faces for? Oh, okay. Vimla, Maridin, Karo. No, look, you don't understand what I'm saying. Like, you get a problem what I'm saying. No? No, Binyamin.
Because he keeps on answering, and I'm like, oh, my lawyer.
Because he's sitting in his seat doesn't mean that, you know. Vim Lav. He only just because he's drinking his juice over there a little bit. Vim Lav, Marid and Karoy, Rabbi Sai, Lenich Se Shavoy. Elamai, you want to say, they didn't die, okay, but half, but we could put her in midin karav lech seshavai, right? Midin karav lech seshavai. Anyway, we were able to put her in. So therefore, marashach, half, is absolutely no problem of putting her in. Either midin, midin karav lech seshavai, if they didn't die, and if they did die, then she deserves half. Now, that's as far as the first half is concerned. What was the second half? Yiluch palga mukmin in law apetrapa liyinuka. Mukmin in law apetrapa liyinuka. The grashi, loy machtinan katan l'gavayu. We don't give it to the cotton, even though, meaning, al-tzad, that the cotton, al-tzad, that the two shvuyim died, so cotton betzem, yarshins, half as well, right? So theoretically, we should just give it to the cotton, al-tzad, that both shvuyim died, Menachem. Both shvuyim died, then the cotton gets half. The cotton gets half, we should give it to him. We don't say that. We make it like giving up apotropis. Why not apotropis? Says Rashi. Loi machtin and cotton gavar. Dilma loi shchiva. Because, alright, we're mesupik if they died. Outside they didn't die. So what do we have over here? We have Nichsei Safta, who is a Shvuya. So Bishlam will guide with his sister, the live sister. Okay, so Marid and Karav, Nichsei Shavui. But the cotton, on the other half, the Amoritan cotton on the Nechse Shavuot. So therefore, we have to be Maimed, not Petropolis. Zotaisvis, Mila Petropolis. In Taima, Amoritan cotton and Nechse Shavuot. Right? Why are we Maimed in Petropolis? Because we don't want to be Maimed, we don't want to be Meir the cotton to these Nechasim to half. Why? Because maybe this half really belongs to who? To the Safta. If they didn't die. And then we're eating cotton, like we just said. The mash, these are tasted. The mash, and how can you, so the taste is a problem. Now, how do you, this is a problem with apotropos. Why? The mash, but these are the loish, chim the safta. Have you been on call, nichse, lachsa? Right? What are we saying? That's, we would give it to the sister. Elamai. Maybe they're dead. And therefore, there's a cotton over here, Emreden, Karov, Nechsei, cotton. But if not for that, if we knew that nobody died, then what would be then simply? The sister would go in there as a Karov, Nechsei, Shavuot. Vamai, Nuki Pavli, Nuka, I the Apotropos. Hare, the cotton is also a karav over here. Just like the sister, just like the aunt. So why would we give it all to the sister? Right, what was I say before, right? Look, but if it wasn't Shechiva Safta, we'd give it to the sister. Where's Haiz Medayeg? If the Safta didn't die, we'd give it to the sister. Right in the beginning of the Gemara. What did the Gemara say? Hey, Chidavit, look, Minulin, Nichseh, Biyod, Da'achsa. No, Dilma Shechiva. But if not for Dilma Shechiva, we'd give it all to the sister. I mean, the whole thing, if it's not half to the sister, but why not? Why don't you give half to the... Why don't we give half to the sister, and half will be Maim and Napatropis, will be Maim and Napatropis for the cotton. Just like we're being Maim and Napatropis now for the cotton.
If the mother's alive?
What? Which mother?
If the Safta didn't die?
No.
Then?
If the Safta didn't die, what's it then? Stay in the Gemara before? Who?
Who?
One
of her
the oh, don't give me that. The sister.
Yeah.
The Gemara says the sister. The Gemara says, should we give it to the sister? We got a problem. Why? Because maybe Bubby didn't die.
Yeah?
Yeah? But if Bubby, maybe Bubby did die, sorry. But if Bubby didn't die, we'll give it to the sister. The whole thing, right? So Vetai says, why would we give the whole thing to the sister? We should give half to the sister. We murder the sister in half. Yeah? And the second half, we should be Maim and Apotropis for the cotton, because he's also Yair over. He's also a Karev. Let him get a piece of the pie over here.
The verse says Domo also.
Let's say we knew.
Yeah.
That the Sat we knew. No, we knew the Sabbath didn't die.
Right, demolition
of
the Sabbath. We don't know either way. We don't know.
Let's say we did know. Okay. What would be the din?
We give it all to the daughter.
Why? In that hypothetical scenario, we got a text message, Safta's still alive. We didn't have a Zoom meeting with her, we saw her, she's alive. Why don't we give it to the Kohen? Why in Apotropos? Why aren't we married? Why don't we, on half, we should have an Apotropos and mock him the Kohen?
That's because the Gemara is not for that. The Gemara says, don't allow you to be Safta. But it says, we mock an Apotropos. If it's a case
in which the Safta is alive. I'm not talking about Dilma. I want to know what happens if we know the Safta is alive.
We try to avoid
saying
Apotropos.
That's what the Gemara is saying.
The Gemara is not saying that. More than saying that. What?
We're more in a car.
Who said we're trying to avoid the apotropos? To be an apotropos for a cup? We try to avoid that? Who told you that?
This is not a cup. She's not a cup. The mother's not a cup.
Which mother?
The Safta.
We can't call the Safta mother when there's another mother over here, okay?
This mother is
here. It's confusing enough as it is. You're only going to make it more confusing. But there's another karav over here.
Yeah, but we can't send him because he's a god.
But we have to do with apachapis. No, the Gemara doesn't.
No,
the Gemara doesn't.
We're preparing for a case.
No, we don't. Again, we're talking about let's say we know. Get it through your head. We know. You tell me, maybe not. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about what we do know. So why tell me maybe we don't know? We're going inside, we do know. So the Gemara doesn't discuss that. I don't know what you want. This is what the Gemara said.
We do know that she's dead, and we do know that she's alive.
Read Taisis, the Mashma. It's a Mashma from the Gemara. And I showed you where it was Mashma from the Gemara. The Iva de Loishchi Vesafta, Aviavina Kol Nichse de Achsa, Vamai, Nuki Paolo Yenuka, Ade Apotropos. So you tell me the Gemara said maybe the Safta did die. That's not what we're talking about. Let's say, hypothetically, we know the Safta is alive.
I'm not saying that.
He did say that.
She did die. I said maybe she didn't die. The Gemara says, "Dilma loishchi v'safta."
And what?
So the Gemara is clearly clarifying that the Gemara is saying that we're preparing for a case when we know that she's alive. That's what Abaya says. You give half to the apachapas.
The only reason why we can't do b'nichse d'achsa is dilma shchi v'safta. And we're in the car of b'nichse katan. That's the only time. Why we're not focused by the sister? That's nukmin lichse. You learned the Gemara?
Yeah.
Good. Nukmin lichse biyada di nuka. And that we say maybe it was loishchi v'safta. And in real kol lichse, we can't give it to the kol because maybe loishchi. But if it's loishchi, we could give it to the sister. Where do you see in the Gemara that we can't? The Gemara is saying we don't give it to the sister because it's l'dim loishchiva. That's why we can't give it to the katan. So today's kash is what? Yeah, the beginning of the Gemara is clear that if we know she's alive, we'll give it to the sister. Today is why don't we give it? Why in that stage of the Gemara? Why wouldn't we give it to the katan in the form of an apachavas? Elevadai. Huh? Great idea. Elevadai. B'chol inyan ain reading cotton. The chimaj cotton odain hapatropis. Well, like yishma cotton shliachar shloiles joy. So therefore, an apotropis is not going to be good enough over here. Why? If we might an apotropis, right, for the cotton, I know that we want to be married the cotton, lenichse, cotton/kara, lenichse shavu, his potential chaylik, right? Again, with Hatayis Kasha, we should bring the cotton involved over here, right? Because what's the thing when there's two yarshim? Yeah, there's also yam. We read the kar of nifsei shava. Yeah, if it's two yarshim, what do you do? Right, someone's asking me in the beginning. Okay, so we say he split it, right? Right? They split it. So that's the guy. There's two yarshim over here. There's two potential yarshim over here. Two potential kraytim over here. So they should split it. The sister should get half, and the cut should get half via the apotropos. And that ties the answers. Elamai. No, we're worried. We're worried that the kid's gonna abuse the apotropos. Okay? He thinks he's boss. He's gonna the same chash we have. Tomorrow to cut the minchas shavui, we have the chash in my apotropos. Yeah, even though Teresa should describe to me because what? One second. Because I mean, the whole point of the apotropos is, yeah, that he should be in charge and make sure that things are done properly. So like mechtesi, he's gonna listen to the dictates of the cut. But Teresa says, this kid is gonna run the show. And we're worried that since that's him, that Petrop is working for the cotton, so to speak, right? I mean, my that Petrop is in order to be able to give it to the cotton, he should be able to eat the Paris. Mamela, Taiz is worried, Taiz sees from the Gemara on top that we can't split it up and give half to the sister and half to the cotton with an apotropos supposedly in charge, because we're worried that the cotton's going to take advantage, and the same chash we have, the cotton is going to abuse the field, and not be clever, just hop around whatever you can. We have a chash even though we're going to have an apotropos. If that's true, Zotaisis, then, so what are we saying? Minut Paulum with Minal Apotropos Linuka. So what does it help Apotropos over here? What does it help Apotropos? Because what are we saying? Dilmaloy Shechiva, and we'll name Apotropos. Right? But we see it doesn't help an Apotropos. It doesn't help an Apotropos. When there's Vaday, Nirsei Shavui, we don't put a car with an apotropos, we don't put a car slash cotton with an apotropos. So here also, in the Dilma, yeah, in Daniel's Dilma Leishchiva, so then how can you mind the cotton with an apotropos? Yes, when the Gemara says, the Baya suggests, yeah, half we give to the sister, Manushach, yeah, second half, we We're ma'amid an apotropis for the Yanuka. What kind of apotropis? What is apotropis going to be doing over here? Huh, Aaron? What's apotropis going to be doing over here? Thank you for your care of the field. Loktais is loy lech l'kal ha'peres b'din karev b'yirei l'nechse shavoy. Right? Karev b'yirei l'nechse shavoy, what does he get? What? I'm asking questions. You're supposed to answer. You're supposed to answer.
Yes, like an artist.
Huh?
He gets it like an artist.
He gets like an artist. Really?
He gets everything.
Everything, everything?
Say until the year when the guy comes back. But that last year, he gets like an artist.
What?
All the years, he gets like...
What did it take you?
All the years, he gets normal until the final year before he comes... Until the year...
What does normal mean? What does normal mean?
As if he owns it.
Okay, he eats all the pears. Until
the final year, he eats like an artist.
What's the final year?
As in, the guy came back, so then until the end of the year, he gets to eat the fruits like an artist to make sure he doesn't deplete it. There's another test he said.
That is what he said, right? Yeah? What?
I just said that.
He said part of it. He said he eats all the pears.
Well, he didn't come back yet, so
what?
He's getting everything.
What?
He didn't come back yet, so he's getting everything.
Okay. One second. So the oil is reminding us a little bit that, right, Tessim and Aleph, you know, before the Shabbaton, yeah, Tessim and Aleph, Stasis, and of course with Rashi, what's it then with Leisham Bashameis, right, Agamar Reis, Ash Leisham Bashameis. What happens if it is Shambash Meis? Assuming that Shambash Meis means Shambash Meis. No, I'll give it to God. And therefore, Taishit is that the Karev eats the pears. Eats the pears. Calls man, the guy didn't show up. When he shows up, then the difference between Shambar Shemes and not is whether or not we tell the guy to bizarre as Meniska, we tell him to hop around. Does he get what's left over as an artist? Aloy Shambar Shemes, yeah? After he gets it as an artist. Aloy Shambar Shemes, which Argamar David says, we're not talking about that. Argamar, he eats everything. Very good. Okay? So now, the Taisus, that changes. That's not what our Gemara is talking about. That's the normal case. That's what we're going to do with the sister. We're going to carve Lemechse Shavuy. But when Abai says, well, Maim and Apotropis, so now this Apotropis for the cotton is going to be limited. Apotropis for the cotton is going to be limited. Dainu. Loy lechel kol peres. Kedin karav ayayrid. Nechse shavoy. Ela. Sheyishma apetropes. Kedin ores. Becheskas. Safta. Vizparnes akot mizet. So we don't mean what Abaye says. That we might be an apetropes. And a chrami doesn't mean that. Because we can't be ma'amid an apotropis for the cotton. That the apotropis should do for the cotton what the cotton would do if he wasn't a cotton. The hainu, eat all the pears. Right? Because then we say, the chshash, Taisa said, that the cotton is going to bully the apotropis and it'll invite to destroy the field. Elamai, when we say an apotropis, we mean a limited apotropis. The hainu, Karis. In order, like Taisa says, Vizparin is a cotton. In order, the cotton should have something. Mechashashashavit, whatever it is that Apotropos gets, it'll be left with something. We're not going to leave him out of it. That's Gemara. That's what the Bai is saying. We want each both to get something. So Mela. So Mela. That's the chiluk over here. Now you have to speak out. The Rambam should speak it out. I mean, it's a little bit schwer that. You have to just speak out, like Rambam Shira speaks out, that in this scenario, there's no chash that the cotton is going to bully the apotropos. Because the Tais had a zil Tais problem. Tais says, you can't be maimon apotropos for the cotton, b'nichse shavui, right? Because that's like being maimon the cotton, b'nichse shavui, right? But there's no, we're not being maimon him to eat all the peiris, only maimon him to eat it. Like an aris, the mechus shervil gedelas parnas. You have to say that in that case you don't have taisis problem. I mean, well, the taisis had a problem with being maimon apotropos. Now I know the comes with a bullet apotropos, then you have the same problem. So why is there the same problem over here? What did taisis? How did taisis solve the problem? Taisis said he was medayim for the gemara before that when the bade loymeis, you can't be maimon. Apotropos for the cotton's half. Why? Because we're worried that the cotton's going to bullet apotropos and then he's not going to be chayish. He's going to try to hop around whatever he can. So we say no. We're not giving him putting down the apotropos as the karev, what the karev would do. Limited to what? As an aris, just the smartness. You should get a little bit, right? So. You have to speak out. Remember, she speaks it out. But the mitzvah is not so clear. Now the apotropos is not going to listen to the cotton. Shalachrich. Given Jane a payer, shaloi, rak le farnasa. In other words, if the cotton is getting all the payers, so okay, so then the apotropos psychologically feels, okay, that's in the cotton is the bialim over here. Right? Kilo. He's getting everything. If he's getting everything, okay, so then, okay, if he says, you know, I'm going to have to listen, he's like a battle. But anyway, it's not just the cotton involved over here, right? We're putting in the stuff in escrow. Cotton's getting Mephisto Shavir. The rest of it we're putting away for the Safta, for the Shav, whoever's the Shav over here. So, man, in that case, the apotropos is not going to be influenced by the cotton. That's the simple pshat. Entices that how by changing the rules of the game we avoid the chash of the cotton bullying the apotropos.
The earlier
one,
because earlier the wife didn't say
it. I was hoping no one could ask that question. No, I guess they have to be the echnami. What? You're right, it's a little bit more for I'm asking. No, so we haven't asked him a question. I mean, he said, Tais brought a rabbi tomorrow before. Yeah? That we're not maimon apotropos. Right? So now Tais said, I buy his maimon apotropos. Tais said, no, it's a limited apotropos. No, we said him before. Also, we can maimon apotropos. I said, you don't mean, let's say we know. Case scenario, we know the little bubby's a lie. Yeah? So we say, what? The mother's match, we give it to the sister. Why are we maimon apotropos? El Mayan Echrami. We have to maimon the time. We are maimon apotropos in a limited form. So then it's really. We're not giving it to the sister. The Gemara's Mashma will give it to the sister. That's very special. That once Isis says there's a Pshara, once Isis says there's Shaykh a limited apotropos, so then we should do that even when we know. Not just in case we don't know.
Only because of a chashash.
Maybe Dafka, maybe Dafka, we don't know, but is it sad that the Tatan swallows the Yarshin? Then we'll at least give him something. But in case where we know the Safka is alive, so we're there, there's no tzad that he's a Yairish, so then we're not gonna, this whole Svar of the Farness, maybe we're not gonna have.
Where it says that we're not going to mind a kapelus for a gadol. I mean, if we for sure know that mother's still alive, making up a kapelus for the katan is basically making up a kapelus for the safka.
Oh, not necessarily. Well, no, that's what the Rabbi says. Migu. What's that?
That's only when we know that those tzaddik that the tapas. If it's that tzaddik died, they're making up a kapelus.
Not making up a kapelus for a gadol.
If the safka for sure knows that for sure died.
If I said,
for sure
didn't die.
Sure alive.
Why am I? Same thing here.
Because you're doing it for the.
We'll talk about it, okay? Now, then Taisus goes on to say, very difficult part of Taisus. V'zet hoiv milosite ma'achta shet hoicho ka'apeir is chinam. Kedin karv yer nechse shalom. This, Taisus says, what's this? Be maimon apotropos in a limited fashion. The hainu as an aris, not that the conscience eat all the pears. That's better than giving it all to the sister. Right? That's better than giving it all to the sister. Yeah, you be maimon the sister. She's getting everything. Right? But now they're doing this limited apotropsis as an aris, yeah. Then damage control. At least the sister's not gonna get everything. Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. What are we talking about? There's no sign here to give it all to the sister. We're going to Gemara. We're not giving it to the sister. We can't give it all to the sister, right? Half we give to the sister, and then half we give to the sister anyway. Half we give to the sister, yeah? We're going now, but what's the Bible say? Half you give to the sister, half you might have an oris for the cup, right? So he says, oh, being maimed, the oris, the apotropos slash oris for the cotton is better than giving it all to the sister. Who's talking about giving it all to the sister? That's not the other tzad. That's not the other possibility over here. The other possibility is not giving it to anybody. We're not giving it to the sister because of the chash that maybe Safta died. Right? We're not giving it to the sister. The chash that Safta died. And what? And half belongs to the cotton. Right? Then we can't be maybe the car of the cotton. So what's I saying that being maimed apotropos as an aris is damage control better than giving it all to the sister? Who's talking about giving it all to the sister?
It sounds like if the shav is alive, then she's okay with this arrangement.
Who's okay with this arrangement?
The captured
sister, Safa. Why? Who's talking about the Safta being happy? There's not being happy. There's. You say objectively. I know. So here's a big problem. Yeah. The problem with Tyson. Not okay. Let's say it again. Tyson says that when Abaya says Hilka, Paul Gavina Lachta. Why are we giving Paul Lachta? Because Manoshav half is hers. Yeah, either as a Yairish or as a Yair. Yeah, half with Maimon Apotropos for the Inuka. Yeah, now what's this Hamadas Apotropos? Taisus Mechadesh, it means limited Apotropos. Taino Naris, just from Mefarnes the kid, give him something. Yeah, Mechashu Shavu, whatever they're going to give him. Yeah? So Tai says, oh, with this arrangement, was once I say my nupshan, that we're not giving it, yeah, Maimid, as an artist, stop chopets, yeah? This is still better, and it can't be given Gamri, but at least this is better, even though it's only limited that we're giving him, only this fairness, still it's better than giving it all to the sister, right? If you give it all to the sister, Kohen gets nothing. If you Maimid Apotropos even as an Aris, even only as an Aris, at least the Kohen's getting something, he's being misfairness. So it's a better case scenario than giving it all to the sister. That's what Taisa says, right? Question is though, at this stage in the Gemara, that's not all the choice. That's not what we're fighting against. The choice is not give it all to the sister or be maimed a limited apotropis for the cotton. Those aren't the two choices. Hare, we said already, Dilma Mesa Safta. And we can't be, we're not married the sister, aunt, sister, daughter, the Makaim, the cotton. Claimery didn't cut us a cotton. That's why we won't give her half, right? We're giving her half. So, Taisa says, now, what do we have in the second half? What did start in the second half? What did Sodom in the second half? Do nothing. Or be Maimon Apotropos. And that is, we can't be Maimon a full-fledged Apotropos. The Kachin gets to eat all the pears. That would be put right in the market for not like that. Because the cotton, we have a problem, the cotton is going to abuse the field anyway. Even though there's an Apotropos there. So we have this limited Apotropos. So Taisa is doing this is at least better than the other choice. Yeah, you know, it's not a great choice, but at least better than, yeah, because the cotton's not getting everything he really should be, he really deserves to be getting. Because Batsam, he deserves to get half. Just like the sister is getting half, Batsam, he also deserves to get half. Right? We got a problem with him, so we can't give him half. Can't give him the full pairs of half the karaka. So give him in the half, we give him a metzah shaviyah of an artist. Right? But at least he'll get something. At least the sister won't get everything. But that wasn't the choice of the sister getting anything. It's, anyway, the sister's not getting everything. But Pashup Shah, that makes no sense. So the Maram says this will betray the Teretz, but the Teretz doesn't like it, but Maram says that Teretz is really talking about after Rava. What does Rava say? We didn't see Rava yet. What does Rava say? Rava says, once you remind him in Apotropos for half, for the cotton, now the Maimon Apotropos for everything, for the Chelik sister, for the second half as well.
Is he saying the whole
Tosas
is wrong? Is that
no, I mean, Tosas is the master Tosas of the Apotropos, which is an Abaya, right? He's just saying that this, what Tosas is saying at the end, that making an apotropos, a limited apotropos, is better. We have it's better than giving it to the sister. It doesn't mean an abaya. He means once the rabbi says that the apotropos is even on the sister's chaluk, so now we have a sister's chaluk, we're better off being mind an apotropos, and as opposed to letting her get everything. No, the troubles will be for her in the sister's half. You said the cotton?
No, I say, what will that do?
the svar of the Katar being a dictator doesn't.
There's no Katar. The two men of Shabbos. Rabbah says that once we mind of Shabbos for the Katar, we mind of Shabbos for the. Now, why can't the dictator? We discussed that before, right? That we said the Maruch Shef. Why are we going back over there?
Because it says Kol.
So, therefore.
Because it says Kol. It doesn't say Kol Chetzi.
Is that how you guys look at my job position? Lost that last is that they call Paris of that half.
It doesn't say of that half. It just says Kol. It just says Majma O. Right? What's Majma half?
Mean?
So you're saying it's better than
sister. Kedin Karev. What?
You're saying it's better than the sister doesn't get all of her pairs.
What, in her, in that half?
Yeah.
Why then? Why is that any better? Okay. Why should we? What do we? Why is that better? What do we gain? What do we gain with that?
Yeah.
What are we gaining? If that's the din. So, okay. It's a shred of teretz. I said it's a shred of teretz. So, Akbam the kasha, the kasha, the kasha.